Hour of Charm. Tonight's Hour of Charm is a very special event, a red letter day in the history of this inimitable organization. For tonight, 50 versatile young ladies, America's most talented musical daughters, are celebrating the beginning of their 10th year. Near the back of the stage is one of the largest birthday cakes I've ever seen. The young ladies are most attractive in their brilliant spangled and sequined gowns, each wearing a beautiful corsage, and from the gleam in Mr. Spitalny's eyes, I know just who sent the flowers. Now, lest I grow over-enthusiastic from the masculine point of view, here is the first lady of the Hour of Charm, our charming young concert mistress, known to so many millions of you as Evelyn and her magic violin.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of all of us on the Hour of Charm, allow me to express to you our grateful appreciation for the privilege of playing for you these many years. And now, we'll say it to you with music.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you will, we bring you greetings tonight from Phil. From Evelyn's magic violin, from the voices of Jeannie and Francine, and from all of us who sing and play, please listen to us as we pray.
Jeannie, being here on this anniversary celebration to me is like a dream come true. For years, while I was studying music in Wichita, Kansas, I listened to the programs and hoped and prayed. Then a year ago, I auditioned for Mr. Spitalny and heard him say, "Jeannie, you are now a member of the Hour of Charm." And here is the song I sang that day. "Lo, Hear the Gentle Lark." Marilyn Miller plays the flute obbligato.
Oh,
All-girl orchestra and choir present the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Thank you.
Our anniversary spotlight now shines on Evelyn and her magic violin. Evelyn is Mr. Spitalny's right-hand man, not only concert mistress, but also chief arranger and manager of the band. Evelyn?
In searching for a violin solo for this event, I tried to find one that expresses my deep gratitude to our many radio friends. The song I selected says it in these few words: you and the night and the music.
While the 50 young ladies of the Hour of Charm are getting ready for their presentation of choir time, I'd like to tell you of some of their accomplishments. Virtually every honor, award, and distinction available to a radio program has been bestowed upon the all-girl orchestra. In the last 9 years, concert tours and theater engagements have taken the music right to the people, and over 15 million have seen the Hour of Charm in person. Gracious and charming Francine, whose deep velvet-like tone has been one of our features, steps to the microphone now to present for the 50 voices of the all-girl choir, the Bells of St. Mary's.
Oh. in the valley, in the sound of the sea.
I know you'll be waiting, yes, waiting for me.
And so
thank you.
but a fragrant shower. I'd let my golden chances pass me by.
Radio service.